It's 10:35 Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
Very young, very feminine, something very sexy.
Definitely had what it took to be a priest.
Oh, she could be fishing for a, you know, chubby chaser.
Hey, what are you doing with it?
Come on, Rick, lighten up. Don't you remember Paris?
Ah, may we read that.
Yes, Canada, I am a single white male, 40-ish, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, recently returned to St. John's, a non-drinker and discreet. I seek a 25 to 40-year-old woman with car for understanding and support. Must be a good listener. If the shoe fits. I'm Paul Moth, and you'll find out how I did and more today on The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine. Another cultural debut in St. John's last week, the Evening Telegraph began Newfoundland's first ever personal section. 5 bits will buy you the space for a week and replies are through voicemail. Now, I haven't had a lot of luck in the dating game since I returned to town a couple of years ago, so I thought, why not place an ad? The responses are in, but I'm a bit nervous about the whole thing, so I thought I'd call in an expert. Here to help me get through the dating dilemma of our decade is romance commentarist Nadine Halley. Nadine's column, Romantic Antics, appears weekly in the Telegraph and is read by thousands of Newfoundlanders in their quest for guidance on matters of the heart and questions of relationship etiquette. Hi, Nadine, and welcome to the Great Eastern.
Oh, it's nice to be here, Paul. I hope I can help.
I think I'm like most Telegraph readers in that the first thing I turn to in Friday's paper is your column.
Oh.
It's always a hot topic of discussion in the BCN lunchroom.
I'm glad to hear that. What was the consensus on last week's column, Paul?
Well, if they're consenting adults, why not? Can't be very hygienic, though.
It was a tricky one.
The nature of romance, eh?
So, Paul, I understand you got 3 responses to your ad.
Yep. Is that a normal response rate, what you'd usually expect?
Your personal wasn't that spicy, you know, so I think you did pretty well. But I'm reading here, Paul, 190 pounds.
Yeah, well, that, you know.
Very honest and sincere. Mm-hmm. A little dull, maybe. Mm. But I can help you with the next one if you'd like.
So you don't think I'll find someone compatible on the first try?
Well, let's find out, shall we?
Hi, my name is Karen, and I'm new in St. John's. I'd really like to meet you. I'm a brunette, and I may be a little overweight, but I'm adventurous.
These things are always in code, Nadine. What does that mean, I'm adventurous?
Well, it means she could be an outdoors type or an indoors type.
What about a little overweight?
Oh, you weren't so worried about a few extra pounds a minute ago, Paul.
Well, they were my pounds. That's different.
Oh, she could be fishing for a, you know, chubby chaser.
Fishing for a chubby chaser,
eh?
What an amazing world we live in. Next call.
I'll teach you to love me, slave. On your knees, scout.
I know that voice.
Ooh, discipline your cup of tea?
No, no, no. I get enough humiliation in the workplace. Next.
My name's Rhonda. I'm recently out of a long relationship, so I'm just a little fragile emotionally. I'm shy at first, but have a great sense of humor. And shoes. Did you say shoes?
Sweet. What do you think?
I like shy, but I don't know if I can go through with this.
It's not such an unusual way to meet people anymore, Paul. I've heard of some very happy endings.
And some disasters, I'll bet. I see myself being chased around a grubby motel room out on the Trans-Canada Highway by some giant dominatrix who claimed to have been a little overweight.
Come on now, pick one.
Okay, okay. Shy shoes, Rhonda.
Do you have a date planned?
Oh, jeez, it's been so long. Last time I was on a date, it was L.A., some aspiring actress from the Mexican cinema.
Mm.
At least I think she was an actress. Anyway, it didn't turn out all that well. Before that, you know, well, I was married for a while. That was odd.
You were married?
Yeah, yeah. We never really dated. I just sort of woke up one morning on acid, married.
You don't see that much anymore.
Thankfully. But what's a date today, Nadine? A 90s date?
I'd suggest something simple and traditional, like dinner.
Mm-hmm.
How about Chez Ed? It's very romantic and the food's fantastic.
Chez Ed?
The bistro at the corner of McBride's Hill and Gower.
Oh, I always thought it was cheesed. But a meal at a place like that could set me back, what, 40, 50 bucks?
At least.
Are there any other options?
A movie is always good. You'll have something to talk about afterwards.
Hey, we could eat at the Strand Lounge. That's at the mall.
Well, you could.
Mm. Now, I'm a little uncomfortable asking this, but should I be prepared? You know, bring a glove?
A what?
A love glove. You're making me say this, Nadine. A condom.
Oh, well, of course bring a condom. But I'd be more optimistic if you went with Cheyette instead of the Strand. Mm. But I guess it's smart to be prepared.
God, is anything simple anymore? This is difficult for me, Nadine.
Just make the call, Paul. I think Rhonda sounds very nice.
I will, I will, I will. Nadine Halley, thank you.
Oh, good luck, Paul. Mm-hmm. And a final piece of advice, just be yourself. Be Paul Moth the man. Forget the radio personality. And don't worry. Maybe it'll just be a movie and a gentleman Jim steak. There's nothing wrong with that.
They still do the gentleman Jim at the Strand, eh? That's great. Nadine Halley, it's been my pleasure. Nadine's column, Romantic Antics, appears after the sports section in the Evening Telegraph every Friday. Here are all Canadian bopsters, the Shuffle Demons, featuring Newfoundland native Jim Vivian on bass with Personal Blues.
Old married man who loves to watch, wants to meet couples and singles that want to show off. I do not have to participate.
Coast in Newfoundland. You're listening to BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
It's time once again for our weekly feature. We're back in the vault with Director of Radio Ish Lundrigan, who regularly disinters tape treasures from the BCN archives in the basement of our headquarters here in downtown St. John's. How are you, Ish?
Fine as kind, Paul.
What have you got for us this week?
A little surprise, Paul. A little surprise.
Jeez, I don't know how you find anything in here.
Here it is, Paul. An episode from the original Great Eastern, show 957, broadcast September 23rd, 1962.
Wow, you know, I can remember my parents listening to the Great Eastern. They were riveted.
The most popular radio show ever broadcast in Newfoundland, Paul, in a day when radio was king. And the host, Ron Gallegly. Now, there was a great radio host. God rest his soul. By the time he went off the air, Ron Gallegly had extended personal greetings to over 323,000 souls in Newfoundland.
Wasn't it Father Ron Gallegly?
Well, people called him Father Ron. I think he may have been in a seminary at one point, and he had a strong affiliation with Opus Dei. He employed a variety of secret handshakes and whatnot. He definitely had what it took to be a priest.
In what way?
Well, he loved people. Loved by people. I think when you hear the original, Paul, you'll sense immediately why people were just mad about this show. They just loved it. Loved it and were loved by it and loved it back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Great Eastern. So good to be with you. My friends from the toppiest tip of the Great Northern Peninsula to the head of the bay in Fortune Bay. To the nobles in Portobello, a big how are you? To the Rogers family in Swift Current, hello, how's little Susie? And to Mrs. Simpkins in Battle Harbor, I hope Elijah is up and around this week. And you know, Iva and Romeo Barrett in Ruddington, a good name for the dog might be Scamp. Scamp, eh? What do you think of that? Nice name for a dog, huh? I used to have a dog named Scamp myself. Or did I read it in a book? Anyway, it's a good name for a dog.
God, I don't see it. I mean, there's not... it's kind of saccharine, really.
No, listen, boy. That's the beauty of it. It's so simple. He really means what he's saying. Listen.
A fine, strapping lad. Joanna said he's still suckling. And I can see why. Still... 16 years old. I've got a request here from a listener on the Labrador, Joe Budgell. He wants to hear a song from Joan Morrissey. Now, I'm not the kind of person to stand between Joan and another man. So here she is with Thank God We're Surrounded by Water.
How many years was Ron Gallegly host of this show?
26, Paul, and as popular in 38 when he started as he was when he passed on suddenly in 1962.
Be thankful for one small affair. Thank God we're surrounded by water.
Ron died tragically as this show was being broadcast.
What happened?
Just another one of BCN's unsolved mysteries, Paul.
What do you mean?
Well, Ron had to go to the men's room, and he walked out the studio door and down the hall. And that's the last anyone ever saw of him. We had to break down the door to the bathroom, and there was nothing in there.
What? No body?
No. The police found his shoes down on Ducker Street, just outside the building here. A few pieces of his watch and some charred fragments of clothing. No sign of Ron.
Wow. How did he end up in the big house back in 44?
Paul, he was interned, not jailed. There was some confusion during the war over Ron's loyalties. Where he was Irish with Republican sympathies, you can understand that.
He was interned for Republican sympathies?
No, actually, for sending messages to the Germans over the show. It was a ridiculous suggestion. I'm going to play you a section of the show now that landed Ron in trouble, huh? Here. Ron would contact fishermen by radio and discuss the goings-on out in their particular out-harbor or bay. See, this piece here is from 1943.
And I hope they can remove it with little trouble and you can save the head. Now calling Wilf Fudge in Little Heart's Ease. Come in, Wilf.
Yeah, Ron?
I hear the fishing's very good up there.
This is because the water is very deep, 80 meters.
Are they hunting birds up there this fall? I know I was up there one time and I saw 3 geese.
Yeah, a blue goose was seen flying towards a red sun. I repeat, blue goose, red sun.
You can see there was nothing to the allegations. With the war, you know, people were edgy and seeing Germans under every bed, you know. And he came back to the show after the misunderstanding was cleared up. Hosts came and went then until 1971 when the show was taken over by Linda Reardigan.
Is that the Linda Reardigan who went to...
To Cuba, yes. Chills, Paul. She was a dandy little host, you know, but the show, I don't know, it became more of an issue show, you know. I never really understood what that meant. It was...
Well, I know the show became quite controversial then.
Our numbers went right through the ceiling, you might know. Anyway, the show was in limbo then until we got you, Paul. But no, it was never the same after Ron died.
My great Eastern ancestors, Ish. It's quite a lot to live up to, you know.
Don't get me wrong, Paul. We appreciate what you're trying to do. I'm 100% behind that. But you just can't replace a host like Ron Gallately, you know. Just listen to this.
To Angie in Portobello. Remember, I understand. Have faith, Angie, because God always comes through. And all your friends are on your side. All your friends who will be with you and with me next Saturday. Until then, I'm Ron Gallately on The Great Eastern.
I don't know. Maybe we should never have tried to keep the show going after he passed on. No one will ever fill his shoes. Those were the days. But now, well, that's all for this week, Paul.
Ish Lundergan, Director of Radio. Thanks for this. And we'll see you again next week.
In the vault.
You're listening to The Great Eastern on the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland with your host, Paul Moth.
Well, it's time once again for our weekly Word Works with popular writer and critic Kathleen Hanrahan, who I join now for a special comfy edition of Word Works.
Bienvenue chez moi, Paul. It's great to have you at my house. And yes, I would say cozy because today I'm going to talk about three recent coffee table books.
It's also special because it's the very first time that we've ever taken Word Works out of the studio.
Oh!
I'm reclining on a couch here in Kathleen's lovely home on Javelin Court, and Kathleen's all settled away into an overstuffed affair just over there, and a coffee table lies between us. It's a nice, authentic setting. I could almost doze right off right now, but perhaps a little more coffee.
Okay, there you are.
Thanks. No, but I must say, coffee table books? I mean, should a serious critic like yourself, Kathleen, be focusing on a category of books that, quite frankly, I don't think can be taken too seriously? You don't so much read these things as flip through them, do you?
Oh, now, Paul, I've got to disagree. These books deserve to be taken very seriously.
Okay.
Now, the first book, it's not actually a Newfoundland book, but there is an interesting connection. It's Supply Side, The 80s in Pictures, a keen-eyed compilation, and it goes for
$89.95. Hmm.
Oh, that wild decade that cost us so much, eh?
Almost cost me everything.
But I think it powerfully evokes a time. I mean, often a picture is so much more profound than just...
Oh, my God.
What's that, a memorable moment, eh? Oh, Brian Mulroney and Ronald Reagan singing When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
Oh, I'm ill.
Oh, here, look at this. Kind of fiscal foreboding collage. 1987, the bubble burst on Wall Street. The Reichmans shaking on a big deal. Oh, Ivan Bosky, an honorary degree at Harvard.
Make it stop.
Recognize this spot, Paul?
It's a nightclub. There were so many. Oh,
but here, by the bar, it looks...
Oh, my God. It's CBGB's in New York.
And our very own Paul Moth making the scene.
Wow.
Is that P.B. Herman with you?
God, Paul Rubens. I wonder how he's making out.
What are you guys doing?
I must have lost a contact lens on the bar or something. Is it a miracle that I'm alive or what? What were you doing in the 80s, Kathleen?
Oh, I was in Toronto making a killing, crushing Bay Street boys beneath my Reeboks as I raced from deal to deal in the greed frenzy.
Nice side of you that I didn't know about. What happened?
Oh, real estate. You know, got too cocky, bought a house.
In Toronto.
Yep.
Ouch.
Threw the keys in the door, walked away from the mortgage, the husband, jumped a plane right back to the Rock.
What a decade, huh?
Oh, but this is a very telling volume, Paul. I mean, you can see the trajectory of the culture, the foundation of our times. It's all here. Who looking at these pictures couldn't foresee the recovery craze, misery chic, white rap, the reform party?
Oh, can we please move on?
That Supply Side, The 80s in Pictures, from Time Life Warner Sony Canada Publishing, selling at $89.95. Now, this second volume, this beautiful coffee table book, is called The Imperial Commode.
I can't say that I've ever seen a book like this. The cover,
it's a porcelain cover.
It's the most amazing production that I have ever seen in a book. The photographs and the illustrations are of unbelievable quality, but the subject matter, Kathleen?
Yes, it's a book about the Victorian bath.
And toity.
Yes, well, that too. It's a celebration of the architecture and the design elements that made up the Victorian obsession with hygiene, I suppose.
Pisspots of the rich and colonial. A little little scat, don't you think?
Oh, I never would have said.
Well, despite all that, I have to remark again that this is a truly beautiful book, and I'm sure it's expensive.
Well, it's from Crane's Breakwater, and it costs, you ready for this?
Yes.
$2,300.
What? That's ridiculous. There are definitely more people out there with too much time and too much money on their hands than I could shake a stick at. $2,300 for a book about Victorian toilet habits.
Well, Paul, I'll take that as a thumbs down from you, then.
And a call for some kind of inquiry. Next.
The Big Book of Shoes. For anyone who, like myself, believes that you can never have enough shoes, this book is the fashion volume of the year, Paul.
Beautiful shoes.
The Big Book of Shoes, it lets you window shop from the couch, and it features a historical survey of shoe design. All the classics are there, Gucci, Ferragamo, Bally.
Lovely pump.
Yes, but it perhaps a bit of an indulgence at $135.
Oh, $135 is a steal for a book like this, Kathleen. Oh, Catizio. Does it have boots?
They're in the back.
Oh, good boot, well constructed. The Big Book of Shoes, then, for that someone out there looking for a gift pour moi. The top five.
Well, Big Book of Shoes actually debuts at number one.
And deservedly so.
Your own Rocky Road to Recovery bounces right back to number two, likely because of the success of last week's BCN radio drama, The Paul Moth Story. Paul, I've got to tell you, it was riveting. You've come a long way, Paul. Did you listen to it?
Yeah, but I don't mind admitting to you that it was difficult.
Oh, Paul, Philip Dean was brilliant as Paul Moth.
You think?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, number three is The Bayport Closet Case by Delbert Onglow. Number four is Rex Murphy's I, Rex. And coming in at number five, The Bung Songbook.
It's all bung these days, isn't it?
Bung, bung, bung.
We're just going to have to get those new young local rock sensations on the show sometime. Now, that's all our time for today. Thank you, Kathleen, for inviting us into your lovely home. Great coffee, and I hope that you'll have me back again sometime soon.
Ah, oh, mon plaisir. I will certainly have you back to my humble abode. Thanks a lot. See you next week, Paul.
And we'll see you, Kathleen Hanrahan and WordWorks, next week.
My love is gone to France to seek his fortune in advance. When he comes home, I'll get him my chance. Iskodea vonin slan. I'll go up on yonder hill, and there I'll sit and cry my fill. Every tear will turn a mill. It's the day of morning snow. Shoo, shoo, shoo.
Paula Morgan and Anita Best, Shula Graw. Delightful, huh? What's that noise from Newfoundland? People all across Canada are asking themselves that question, and many of them think they know the answer, because, folks, I'm telling you, the postman now delivers to us 3 times a week. Now, Tama, let's hear that noise from Newfoundland. Great. Think you know what that is? Drop us a line at the Great Eastern, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C 1H5. We're getting so much mail speculating on the noise that Ish Lundrigan, director of radio here at BCN, has requested that I draw 2 letters from the mailbag this week. There'll be 2 lucky shots at a deluxe prize from the BCN boutique, if you can correctly identify that noise. And our first letter comes from... this one is from Quebec. Montreal, Quebec. And F.E. Palmer from Montreal, Quebec says, "Answer to noise, honey carts collecting waste." No, I'm sorry, F.E. Palmer. I'm sorry, that is not... What is the noise from Newfoundland? I'm going to dip back into our happy sac au poste and pull out another entry. And this one is from Saskatchewan. Gerbil, is it? Gerbil, Saskatchewan? And it's from Richard Feltzer. And Dick thinks it's the first load of aggregate dug out of the St. John's Southside Hills in preparation for the installation of Newfoundland's first underground arena. Dick, great guess! But wrong. Dick is obviously a careful student of the Great Eastern, as he may be the first listener to realize that clues to the answer of what's that noise from Newfoundland are sprinkled throughout our program. So listen closely. Now, let's hear the noise, Tom. And if you know what that noise from Newfoundland is, write us at the Great Eastern, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C 1H5.
This week on Wearing the Wire, Ignatius Windsor's disturbing documentary, Off the Committee, Liberals in Crisis.
Look, you've got to help me. If you don't sit on my committee, I won't meet the cultural equity standards. I know you're very busy. At least give me a note or something saying I can appropriate your voice. No, I'm sorry, it was a bad idea. Do you know any other Native women who... Hello? Oh, man.
Liberals in Crisis.
You know what, with the new chair in Caribbean women's poetry? I just can't keep you on.
But I'm the last person teaching European work in the department.
God, young lady, are you smoking pot again?
Well, lighten up, Dad.
That's it, I've had just about enough of your...
Don't push your luck, Pops, or I'll call the kids' helpline again.
Sorry. Where's your mother?
She's upstairs in bed with Miss Wilson.
In bed?
Oh, wake up, Dad.
That's this Thursday at 7 on Wearing the Wire. Off the Committee, Liberals in Crisis. Some material may not be suitable for younger listeners.
Five-20 on the long wave. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, BCN.
And we're back with our technology specialist, the inimitable Blaine Hart, editor of Healthy Bytes, an independent computer magazine out of St. John's that's available on Internet and Bitnet. Not available on Fishnet yet, is it, Blaine?
No, Paul, it's still not available on Fishnet, no.
Well, Blaine's got us both wired up here with some crazy belts, a shiny new computer flashing away. Now, you've been promising me some virtual sex for a long time, buddy. I'm assuming that you're finally going to come across today.
Yes, I am, Paul. This is the very latest virtual reality assembly. Now, as you probably know, the sex component of it is fairly controversial. It's at the root of the recent debate over gender and hardware, or gender and software, depending on your perspective, I guess.
Not another gender issue.
Yes, but I think as you experience it, you'll realize that it's not just the simple porno for hackers that a lot of people think it is.
No, that's what I was expecting.
Well, at its most interesting, it allows for a lot of internal exploration of gender barriers.
Whatever that means.
Shall we just get down to it, right?
Sure. Now, this is the kind of technology that's used in training jet pilots and shuttle teams. Recreates with incredible realism the environment and the surroundings that the pilot or whoever finds themselves in.
That's right, that's right. You just want to slip these on, Paul?
A big mask and some rubber gloves. What's so new about this, Blaine?
How's it looking in there? Can you see?
It's like the movie channel still scrambled, you know?
It's kind of undefined.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just try scanning the internal bit selection and adjust the IDE rate there.
That's it, Blaine.
right there, living color.
Great, great. Now, don't run off there, Paul. I'm going to join you.
Okay. Hello. It's a bit scary in here, Blaine.
Well, you know, total freedom's like that.
So, what do I do?
Well, reinvent your sexual persona at will.
Now I'm really scared. Okay, what do we have here?
Okay, well, we're in the dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some pop-up menus.
Mm, yeah, I see. It's like a Hollywood theme.
That's right. This particular package is called Fantasia.
Wow. Talk about variety. Can I cut and paste?
Absolutely.
Pieces?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sophia Loren, Marlena Dietrich, Garbo.
I want to be Dietrich.
Oh. Okay, I'll be Cary Grant. No, Bogart. Okay, now let's see. For my thorax, Sophia Loren.
Okay, I'm going to go with John Wayne for thorax.
Yeah, good.
What about legs?
Oh, Kim Basinger.
Great mix and match, Paul.
Just call me Rick.
I'll call you anything you like, darling. Okay, I'm going to go with Rita Hayworth for the legs.
What about wardrobe?
Okay, just look, I want the ball gown.
Oh, you would. Is there another?
No, you know, there isn't, but I think you should put on these knickers.
Okay. Oh, jeez, Blaine, you look terrific.
Thanks, Paul. You're looking pretty fine yourself.
Can I take your top off?
Only if I let you.
Is it real underneath, too? Beautiful. Hey, what are you doing?
Come on, Rick, lighten up. Don't you remember Paris?
Ah, may we, Rita. Just doing the girl's thing. Boy, this is it feels great.
It feels pretty convincing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just calm down for a second, Paul. Let's choose a setting.
Oh, okay, a little mood, right. What do we have? The Odd Couple, African Queen, not bad. How about the Big Easy?
Yeah, great. She's getting awfully hot in here, isn't it?
Really, it is.
Nice apartment, though.
Yeah.
Do you want a drink, or...?
No, not for me.
Okay, let's just choose a position.
Huh?
Well, it's one of the variables up there on the menu.
Oh, I see. Doing the butter... How come they all got animal names, Blaine?
Meow.
Okay, I'll take the angry goat. How about that one, Rita?
Great choice. I never thought you'd pick that one. Now, Paul...
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Do you like surprises?
Well, I don't know. Surprise me.
Ah! Godzilla!
Just kidding, Paul. I backed up an alternate persona while you weren't looking.
God, what a fright.
Did you die?
I did something.
Cigarette?
No, I gotta get out of this equipment. It's just too hot in the equipment there. Oh, phew, that's exhausting. Are all the scenarios as tiring as that one is, Blaine?
Well, you know, you can't really find satisfaction on the first try, but I mean, you get the picture, right?
Well, there certainly are a wealth of possibilities and alternatives in there, and I see what you mean about it being beyond the mere cheap thrill thing.
Mm-hmm.
A great way to get ready for my big date, though, you know, can touch.
What's that?
Internal exploration of my gender barriers.
Oh, well, I gotta admit, you look great in jodhpurs.
Blaine, thanks for coming in today and introducing me to this astounding new technology. I hope we can get together sometime and explore it at greater length.
Anytime, Paul, and sorry about the Godzilla stunt. I just couldn't help myself.
Blaine Hart, he's the editor and publisher of Healthy Bites, available on the internet at alt.bites.this. There are local bluesmeisters Dennis Parker and Roger House. They're eagle-riding poppers.
Listen, everybody from here and far, you want to know just who we are. We're eagle-riding poppers from Tennessee. Never to brag, never to boast, play this tune from coast to coast. We're eagle-riding poppers from Tennessee. And I declare... You'll get us here. And if you have some time to spare, somewhere we'll make you loose, make you tight, make you shake it all through the night. We're eagle-riding poppers from Tennessee. Well, we ain't good looking and we don't dress fine. The way we whip it, it's a hanging crime. We're eagle-riding poppers from Tennessee. Well, if you like the way that we play, please drop back and spend a day. We're eagle riding poppers from Tennessee. You catch me stealing, don't tell on me. Just stealing back to my used to be. And how? Oh, well, we never had one drink at a time. Always have 7, 8, or 9. We're eagle riding poppers from Tennessee. you like this tune, think it's fine, sit right down and drop a line. Burrito Rod of Hoppers from Tennessee. If you like that whiskey, think it's good, swig it down just like you would. Burrito Rod of Hoppers from Tennessee. And all night long, we sing this song. You get this song, you won't go wrong at all. Oh, well, we never had one drink at a time. I was at 7, 8, or 9. Burrito Rod of Hoppers from Tennessee. All right. We played this tune from coast to coast. We're Eagle Rod and Poppers from Tennessee. And I declare, you'll get us here. And if you have some time to spare somewhere, I will make you loose, make you tight, make you shake it all through the night. We're Eagle Rod and Poppers from Tennessee.
What are we?
Well, we're Eagle Rod and Poppers from Tennessee.
Our panel on political culture is back for yet another kick at the can. I welcome host of Show Trial, Ariel Flint, political pundit J. Richard Kandau, and on the phone from Ottawa, political economist Carl Johnson. Hello, everybody.
Hello, good day, Paul. Paul.
A huge supplement in the report on Business magazine trying to entice entrepreneurs to relocate here to Newfoundland. Now, some people have questioned the wisdom of such a large expenditure.
Well, Paul, it's not so much the advertising supplement. It's the obsequious, servile, pleading tone the government has adopted toward business in general.
And we love it.
Tax holidays.
Yes.
Loan guarantees.
Perfectly reasonable.
Oh, the repeal of child labor laws.
He wanted a mining sector, you know?
It turns my stomach to see ministers of the Newfoundland cabinet fawning over a gang of puffed-up, amoral industrialists.
Mm-hmm.
Surely we have some dignity left.
Well, not much. You should have seen the Minister of Development dancing his little jig for Herr Krupp. But the Germans just loved it. What a time they had. And with the bottom falling out of the economy, you know, you have to expect that there's going
to
be some...
Yeah, you have to expect that the vultures are going to start circling.
Yeah.
If you're such a hotshot businessman, Richard, why do you need all this help from government anyway?
It's very complicated, Ariel. I'm not sure you'd understand.
Oh, I understand. I understand that Kandau Corp has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, that the headquarters of Kandau Cheese and Drilling is in Monrovia, Liberia.
I go there to take the waters.
Oh, Richard, you couldn't run a candy store if you weren't in bed with some of the sleaziest elements of the Liberal Party's secret government.
Ariel, do you think it's wise to talk about the secret government on the radio? Be a little more judicious, and you wonder why people like yourself aren't allowed in the club.
A secret government?
Formerly secret. Anybody in the loop already knew.
Making decisions, quote, unencumbered by democratic institutions, unquote.
Exactly. Look what happened when the hydro scam saw the light of day. I say, what with developments over in Frogland, secret government now more than ever.
Frogland?
Okay, the People's Socialist Republic of Quebecski, then.
What does this have to do with the secret government, Richard?
Integrity of the Labrador border, Paul. Say no more.
Oh, God. You're nuts. You're nuts.
All right, then, next topic. What of news that the Royal Newfoundland Constabulary continuously monitor and record all radio and telephone signals in the province?
No, they never listen to the tapes without cause.
Oh, who determines cause?
The police. Who else, Ariel?
It's outrageous. It's Orwellian.
Who is this Orwell character? His name is always coming up, and I must say I like what I'm hearing.
They're monitoring this very broadcast.
Well, then a big hello to our boys in blue.
Oh, God!
Tom, I don't know. Carl, hello? Tom, have we, yes, we seem to have lost Carl at the moment.
Scrambling his signal.
What do you know?
Power to the people.
Carl, we were glad like you get access to scrambling technology.
Oh, I just modified a Radio Shack Fuzzbuster with a...
Oh, it seems that we've lost our line to Ottawa.
There you have it, Paul. They're obviously taking action. They were monitoring this broadcast. They just cut Carl off.
Relax. It could have been the phone company. They're in on the secret government, too.
What about Carl?
It's not as though he's been liquidated. I mean, he'll probably only be detained. What is the big deal, anyway? I've been bugged 1,000 times. I've been taken in for questioning. I've had a full body cavity search.
Me too.
All in the name of social order and good government, secret or otherwise. Why are you always giving me those looks, Ariel?
Oh, it's just that it's all starting to make sense to me, Richard.
Well, then I wish I'd told you sooner.
Well, sooner than later. And later is what it is right now. Our political panel has run out of room on the radio dial. Thanks to Ariel Flint and J. Richard Kandow for joining me in the studio, and Carl Johnson, who joined us by phone from Ottawa. And Carl, if you can still hear me, give us a call, collect. Goodbye, everybody, and we'll see most of you next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Paul.
August means fall collections, and the runways of couture's unlikely new hotspot, Gander, are groaning in delight under the weight of 1,000 supermodel heels. The theme for Dildoni is ritual satanic abuse. Real or imagined, it doesn't matter, as everyone looks the chic little victim. His models dwarfed by enormous red, white, and yellow ribbons. French designer Vichy continues to dress up last year's misery motif with lighter tones and fabrics approaching see-through.
The ribbons function as fringes.
I was most impressed with the jackets that were only fringes.
Well, this is for a very young, very feminine woman. Something very sexy.
Now, I understand you prefer a surgically altered breast.
Yes, to be sure, this kind of tailoring requires a surreal, pumped-up silicone breast and a liposculpted buttock.
Vichy, thank you.
But if there's one message dominating the fashion debate this season, it's slavery is freedom, an idea best expressed by cheeky neo-post-feminist sensation Noreen Pugh, who's busy putting the C back in fashion. Sturdy jackboots offset gossamer academic gowns in a collision of ideas that had buyers fighting in the queues to lick Pugh's English leather. Next month, for September's back-to-school ritual, why couture is fleeing the crush of Milan and Paris for the foggy lanes and alleys of St. John's. And, if the shoe hurts, buy it! Why pain is making a comeback. We'll also speak with sensational new tag-team fashion duo, Hogan and Pottle, whose in-your-face stylings are taking the East Coast by storm. For the Great Eastern, I'm Lawrence Hiscock Royce in Gander.
The Great Eastern, great radio, coast to coast in Newfoundland, on the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, BCN, 520 on the long wave.
Okay, here goes nothing. This is insane. Can't do this. Hello. Is this 5765240? Oh, is your mom there? Yes, hello, Rhonda. Hi, my name is Paul, Paul Moth. You responded to my personal. Yes, that's right. No, it was for real. Sure. I don't know, we should get together, huh? I don't know, have you ever seen Alphaville 2? It's supposed to be great. Okay, well, let's do it. Hey, you know, we could maybe grab a bite to eat first. What about the Strand Lounge? Oh, I see. Shay Ed? Yeah, why not? I've heard it's very good. You too. It does look like cheese, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, Rhonda, how will I recognize you? Holy smokes. Really, that is tall. Great, then. 8 o'clock Friday. I'll make reservations. Yeah, me too. Bye. 6'7".
Oh, there is an ancient party at the other end of town.
He keeps a little grocery store, the ancient's name is Brown. He has an only daughter, such a beaut I never saw. I only wish someday to be the old man's son-in-law.
Old Brown sells from off his shelves most anything you please. Jew's harps for the little boys, lollipops and cheese. His daughter minds a store and it's a treat to see her serve. I'd like to run away with her, but I don't have the nerve.
And it's Old Brown's daughter is a proper sort of girl. Old Brown's daughter is as fair as any pearl. I wish I was a Lord Mayor, Marquis or an Earl. And go me if I wouldn't marry Old Brown's girl. Poor Old Brown now is troubled with the gout. He grumbles in the little parlor when he can't get out.
And when I make a purchase and she hands me the change, that girl makes me polarize, I feel so very strange.
Miss Brown, she smiles so sweetly when I say a tender word. But Old Brown said that she must wed a marquis or a lord. Well, I don't suppose there's ever one of those things I will be. But by jingo, next election, I will run for Trinity.
And it's Old Brown's daughter is a proper sort of girl. Old Brown's daughter is as fair as any pearl. I wish I was a Lord Mayor, Marquis or an Earl. And blow me if I wouldn't marry Old Brown's girl. Blow me if I wouldn't marry Old Brown's girl.
Ron Hines, Jim Payne, and the great John White with Johnny Burke's Old Brown's Daughter. What's love got to do with it? It depends on what it is. It said, everything is made better through love. Love colors a black and white world. It fills the spaces in your day-to-day life that concern about a paycheck or the ozone layer leave. Love makes the world go round. It can also make your head go round. What is love but a second-hand emotion? Hey, everybody's been through love at least once, or at least what passes for love, haven't they? And more times than not, you get burned, you get spurned, and you swear off it. No, boy, no more love for me. I'm not taking a long walk off that short pier. I've had it with the love thing. Until you actually walk down that pier, look around, and realize that you are all by yourself. Alone in this slough of despond, this veil of sorrow. But then you get right back up on that horse, and once again it becomes urgent that you share with someone. Life is so short and fragile, and you get cramps, and the doctors tell you to drain your bodily fluids 4 or 5 times a day, relieve the pressure, but you hate being on your knees for hours. You know that what you need is someone, not something. No more Onan the Barbarian. Yeah. All you need is love. Love and marriage. Go together like a horse and carriage. Yikes. You know, this date just might be the start. The start of something. Well, the summer is just flying by. Hope it's as nice where you are as it is here. Say, if you want to be in touch, you can write us at The Great Eastern, 342 Duckwood Street, St. John's, Newfoundland. Our postal code is A1C1H5. Or you can phone us. Our phone number is area code 709-576-5389. A big hi to Pat Williamson in Detroit, and thanks for your kind words. Our phone number one more time, area code 709-576-5389. Tom Codner is our engineer, and Ish Lundrigan is the director of radio here at the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland. Join me, Paul Moth,
next Saturday at 10:35 in Newfoundland, 10:05 in Canada, for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.